Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. And a great weekend for sport around the state this weekend because we've got fine, sunny conditions, light winds. Absolutely perfect for footy. But before we get to local footy and soccer and all that, let's go to the AFL. Sydney and Carlton at Marvel tonight. Now, I'm going to tip Carlton simply because it's at Marvel. If it was at the SCG, I'd be going the other way. Should be a great game to start the round.
Yeah, it really will. It's really nice to get a good Friday night game, isn't it, to get the weekend started. And this one's a really tough one to tip, I reckon. Sydney traditionally played pretty well at Marvel Stadium, so I reckon I'm going to back them in. But, gee, Carlton have been impressive. Obviously, the odds stacked against them last weekend with Leon Cameron's last game up at GWS, but it didn't deter him whatsoever and got the job done beautifully.
Yeah, and speaking of GWS, Clarko was doing an interview yesterday and said that he won't be talking to GWS, despite all the speculation. So, there you go.
That's good news for Tassie, I suppose, because that means he stays on track with the Help Our Bid and doesn't get distracted by anything else. So, happy with that.
Yeah, and don't forget the last push to play, punters, if you want a team of our own. Now, I heard actually a couple of days ago, so originally the meeting of all the presidents to vote on a Tasmanian team was due in August, and then I heard a couple of days ago, September. Do you know what's happening or what?
Yeah, look, Peggy O'Neill, the Richmond president, spoke on Melbourne radio last weekend and said they weren't expecting to get the AFL's report until September, I think it was. But I'll check with the AFL, I'll check with the state government, and everything's still on track for that August vote, so fingers crossed that's the case, because it's dragging out long enough, I reckon. So hopefully it doesn't change.
Yep. So that website where you can put your name to the list is believetasmanian.com.au. We've got AFL in Launceston on Sunday. So Hawks and Lions. Hard to see the Lions getting beaten, although the Hawks do play very well against the Lions at UTAS.
Yeah, no doubt. Hawthorn have been really good this year, haven't they? Just let themselves down in some games, but going a lot better than I think we thought they would be. Brisbane are, they're a real premiership contender. There's no doubt about that. Second on the ladder at the moment, and I think we'll take care of the Hawks at UTAS. The good thing about this one, Darren, is there's a TSL curtain raiser before. I just can't for the life of me work out why this isn't a regular occurrence. Having curtain raises before AFL games. So that'll be great. A really good game too, Lauderdale v North Launceston. So that'll be great for everyone that wants to get there early to see some of the best Tassie footy's got to offer too.
All right, so let's go to the TSL. What's doing?
Yeah, so that game is on Sunday. Obviously, we've got two games tomorrow as well. I fear for what might happen at KG5 with Launceston coming down to take on Glenorchy. We know Glenorchy's going through a real time of it at the moment, so it could get really ugly out there tomorrow, unfortunately. And the other game is going to be a cracker down at the Twin Ovals, Kingborough hosting Clarence. I think the Tigers will make the grand final this year. I reckon they'll do that. But this will be a really tough challenge for them tomorrow coming up against Clarence. So again, another team that's probably going a little better than we thought they would in 2022 after losing a lot of players over the summer. So I think it'll be tight, but the Tigers might sneak home.
Right, we're finally getting down to the pointy end of A-League soccer.
Yeah, we are. We are indeed. So we're in the semi-final stage at the moment. We saw the first leg between Western United and Melbourne Victory. So both of these semi-finals play two legs, and the aggregate winner goes through to the grand final. So Melbourne Victory and Western United played the other night. Melbourne Victory won that 1-0. We had a 0-0 draw between Adelaide United and Melbourne City in their first encounter. So we turn our attention now to the weekend, and Melbourne Victory and Western United play again tomorrow. So obviously Melbourne Victory lead that series 1-0, and Melbourne City and Adelaide United play on Sunday in the other semi. And obviously the two winners will go through to the grand final, which will be next Saturday.
Righto then. NPL Devonport Strikers at home tomorrow at Valley Road up against Kingborough. Strikers top of the ladder should win that. Okay, so apart from the Strikers,
who are Darren, Kimbra going pretty well this time.
I know, but at Valley Road, I just don't think they'll have enough to beat Devonport. So apart from Devonport and Kimbra, as you suggest, who else are the gun teams at the moment in the NPL?
Yeah, look, those two, South Hobart's always thereabouts, aren't they? Causing headaches. Kenny Morton does a wonderful job with them. They're the top three, in my opinion, at the moment in the NPL.
All right, let's go to basketball. So we got Ringwood in the state this weekend. They take on the Thunder tomorrow night at Ulverston, so I assume they're playing the Chargers tonight.
Yeah, they are indeed. A tricky opponent. They're a new team in the competition, but
yeah,
they've started pretty well. 3 wins, 2 losses, I think they were when I checked the other day. Obviously, really disappointing news for the Thunder that they've lost Kevon. Which is really disappointing with that knee injury last weekend. So, really feel for him. Tough for the best times being an import player, but when you come out here and have a season-ending knee injury, it's really, really sad. So, we won't get any Jack Jumpers back for the Thunder tomorrow night. They've got the MVP dinner in Hobart. So, next week we'll get Sidenes and Sean McDonald into that squad, and then I think Fab Chris Levick and Matt Kenyon to come a week or two after that, once they've had a bit of a spell after the NBL campaign. So, it's pretty exciting times for the Thunder, despite that really sad news about Kevon.
Indeed. All right, so 7:30 tip-off at Ulverston tomorrow night, and we'll catch up with Coach Nick Haywood after 8 o'clock this morning. Now, finally, this is a redemption story, I guess. Shayna Jack, the Australian Swimming Championships are on at the moment, and she finished second in the 100 free. So she's, I think, second? Yeah. So she's qualified for the Commonwealth Games. Good for her.
Yeah, really good story, isn't it? And some really good stories coming out of that championships over in Adelaide. We saw young Matilda Smith from Hobart finished fourth in a race the other night.
Yeah.
Our tennis will be going around, of course, over the next few days. So that's great. You mentioned Commonwealth Games too, Darren. The Aussies have picked their women's side for the Commonwealth Games, and our own Nicola Carey is in that, which is really good from a Tasmanian perspective. Looking forward to seeing the Comm Games have some cricket this year.
Right. Thank you for that, mate. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30 and the Water Boys tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Who's on?
Yeah, got plenty on the show, including our $100 voucher to give away for Intersport for our Good Sport Awards. So head to the 7AD website right now, look up our Water Boys page and nominate a good sport so they can win that tremendous prize.
By the sounds of that, you haven't lined up any guests yet.
Correct. No, just not our production meeting delayed this week, Darren. It's just got to be sorted out this morning. But plenty on the show, I can guarantee you that.
All right, Water Boys tomorrow from 10, following Martin Sports Show from 8 o'clock. Thanks, mate. Catch you on WinTV tonight.
Thanks, mate.